This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A. Absolutely thrilled to have our guests this afternoon. They're playing a sold-out show tonight at the Scoot Inn. And as I said earlier, you really do need to check out this album, Soft Sounds from Another Planet. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Japanese Breakfast. Japanese Breakfast in Studio 1A, featuring songwriter Michelle Zauner on vocals. We have Peter Bradley on guitar, Craig Hendricks doing the drums, Devin Craig on bass. Their show tonight at the Scoot Inn is sold out if you're one of the very lucky people that got your tickets already. Keep in mind, doors open at 6 p.m. And again, I cannot recommend the album enough. It's titled Soft Sounds from Another Planet. Thanks so much for playing in the studio this afternoon. This is awesome. Sounds fantastic. Get ready. I'm going to nerd out. I should have warned you in advance because I'm a big dork. And I was listening to the tracks last night, and there was one question that kept popping into my head. Is it true, and I asked this for a reason, I'll explain in a minute, is it true that at first you were kind of thinking maybe I'll make a concept album? Because to me, I'm still trying to figure out what that even means anymore. Mm-hmm. Songs can be connected, but it's not necessarily a concept album. That could be anything. So is that true that you were kind of maybe kind of thinking of that?
Yeah, I think my original plan was to have a pretty heavy-handed concept record, sort of verging on musical. And I think that instinct came from the first record, Psychopomp, being really, really personal. I lost my mom 3 weeks before I started writing that record, I think. And it was just a really raw and vulnerable time. And I was doing a lot of interviews that asked some really hard questions. And I think that the instinct was kind of to run away from that and come up with this sort of science fiction concept musical. And the first song that I wrote for the record was called Machinist, and it was about a woman who fell in love with a robot. But I think it maps onto normal personal relationships pretty easily. So I thought that I would continue down that path and write a collection of songs that sort of explored that story further. But when I started writing more songs with that in mind, it just felt really forced and phony. And, you know, I think that it's just, it felt like Psychopomp was my grief record. And in a way, I couldn't continue writing about that anymore. But I obviously still am grieving and will for the rest of my life. So I feel like I quickly realized that I needed to sort of infuse those sorts of interests in what I was going through personally in order to make an album that felt meaningful for me. Mm-hmm. But I think that the album did take on these kind of spacey themes. I think that when human beings confront trauma, a lot of the time we disassociate from it. And that kind of goes along with the sort of spacey theme and sort of wanting to just think of a life that's greater than your personal struggle. So I think that that's largely what the record is about.
Absolutely. We look skyward. Doesn't matter if you're a person of faith or not. It's just a consistent thing. You just pinpointed it. And that also leads me to my next question. And Michelle, I think it's so meaningful. As powerful as your songwriting is, there are also powerful moments on the album itself where it's simply music. And that also kind of, I know that caught me off guard a little bit. I thought, that's just as potent as though you were talking about something. What a wonderful thing. I mean, do you think that you did that intentionally, or did that just kind of happen? It's a natural flow, it felt like.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know. I think I started, on the first record, Psychopomp was when I started incorporating instrumentals. And one of my favorite bands, Yola Tango, have a lot of records that have these really great instrumentals, and I think I just wanted to challenge myself to write some more of those. I think of instrumentals as, I don't know if you had those books when you were a kid, but they were just like pictures and you're supposed to invent the sort of story. And I think that having them on records to kind of let an album breathe, and especially when the material is pretty heavy, it helps to kind of give people that moment and also have them infuse their own sort of interpretations of the songs and that the sounds in that way.
Absolutely. Well, it's gorgeous. I love the album. Yes, we have Japanese Breakfast in Studio 1A. I think I have time for one more track.
Goodbye to all your
Japanese breakfast in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Oh, man, sold out show tonight at the Scoot Inn. If you have your tickets, doors open at 6 p.m. And again, you need to pick up your own copy of Soft Sounds from Another Planet. I want to thank again Devin, Craig, Peter, and Michelle. Thank you so much for performing this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Feel very lucky because it's sold out tonight, so I had you all here this afternoon. Thank you so much. Also, some more thank yous are in order, of course. Our engineer this afternoon is Cliff Hargrove. It's because of Cliff everything sounds awesome in Studio 1A. And, of course, our very talented multimedia crew, led by Julia Reese and assisted by Nick Griffith. It's because of their hard work you get to see these exclusive performances from Studio 1A on our website, kutx.org, and at viewhouse.com. And, of course, the wonderful person who got Japanese breakfast into the studio, our Studio 1A producer, Deidre Gott. Many thanks to her. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.